Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. I do want to encourage you, if you've not already, to check out my wife's business, Ashira Clips, at ashira.greatdetectives.net. She sells some great hair accessories and hair clips in a wide variety of different styles. They're great if you want to get a gift for a special lady in your life, or if this is some clip you would like for yourself. Ladies, just go to Lila Rose, that's LILLARose.biz/Ashira, and that is ASHIRA. That's LilaRose.biz/Ashira. And if you'd like to see Andrea demonstrate some of the products, as well as just share what so many of them look like, she's got a page, and you can reach that at Ashira.greatdetectives.net. Well, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date, October the 6th, 1948. And this is Joe Gatling Murdered Over Marked Money.
Speaking?
Could be.
This is Joe Gatling.
So?
You don't know me and I don't know you, but I think we ought to know each other.
That's one man's opinion.
Want to know why?
You want to tell me?
My old man died last week and left everything he owed to me.
Huh?
You remember my old man, Danny Gatling, don't you?
Sure. We did business together a couple of times.
Yeah.
Nice guy, your old man.
Sure, great.
Yeah.
But all he left me is $1. An ordinary $1 bill.
Oh, that's tough. Oh,
I don't think so, because he told me you'd like to have the dollar he left me.
Huh?
That's right.
Well, well.
I want you to meet me somewhere, let's say in back of that old closed-up filling station on Bleak Street in an hour.
Can do.
I thought you could.
You'll, have the dollar bill with you?
Sure, I'll have it. And I'll sell it to you, Weaver, for $50,000.
And now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friend.
Here I am, Gatling. Waiting over here for you.
Ah, you must be anxious to get that buck I called you about. You got here before me, Weaver.
Got the dollar with you?
Sure.
Let's have a look at it.
Let's have a look at your face first. I don't do business with guys who cover up.
What difference would I look like? Give me that dollar, I'll give you the 50 grand you wanted.
Let's see the 50,000 at least.
Well, I'll tell you, I'll let you see this instead.
Done, eh? Well. What only got on me, Weaver, means you couldn't buy this dollar bill of mine now for a $500,000. Which is what it's worth to you.
Please,
please, lady. Move a little, will you?
I beg your pardon.
No, look, I've got to get to the telephone.
Well, you will when it's your turn, and stop pushing.
But I'm in a hurry, miss.
You can certainly wait your turn. Besides, I won't be long. There's only one man ahead of me.
All right, Mr. Wesley, you're next.
See, it's my turn now.
All right, but hurry up.
Well, I'm not going to stop for tea.
Well, that's good.
Hello there, Miss Wesley. God. How's Boston Blackie?
Fine, thank you. I'd like to deposit this check, please.
Of course, Miss Wesley, of course.
Look,
really?
Miss...
Here you are, Miss Wesley.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hey, look, will you hurry,
Miss? All right, all right.
If Blackie were around, your friend in back of you would be slowed up a bit, wouldn't he, Miss Wesley?
Oh, there's no question about that. Goodbye.
Bye. Next.
Yeah, I'm next. But I want to wait a second. Okay, she's out. Now, you be quick, be smart, and be quiet.
Oh, what's the...
Uh-oh, it's right. There's a gun in my hand, buddy. This is a stick-up. But don't get excited. All I want is $1. Keep back in the bushes, Bart.
Yeah.
That guy Gatling is smart.
You ain't kidding, Weaver. He's smart enough to get you to hold up the Bleak Street Bank and not get what you want.
Shut up.
Yeah, okay.
Now, look, I had to get that dollar he wanted to sell me.
What's so important about that?
I'll write you a letter. I would have killed him when I met him at that closed-up filling station to get that dollar bill his old man left him, but he slugged me. I would have killed the teller in that bank if he hadn't given me what I asked for.
You know, Weaver, you're killing this guy. What made you follow him to the bank?
He knew I was after the bill.
Huh?
He knocked me down. I followed him.
Huh?
When he went into the bank, I figured he was going to put it there for safekeeping.
Weaver.
Yeah, I heard. That car just stopped out front. And here he comes up the walk.
Stand back.
Get him, Bart. Get him.
When I should slug him hard enough to kill him.
I don't care. Just hit him.
Okay.
And get that bill.
Give it to me.
Go ahead.
Okay, okay. Hey, yo.
Huh?
Who are you?
Me. Just me. And yes. Nice work, Bart. Now, I'll get out of his wallet and look through it while I get through his pockets.
Yeah, Weaver, sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's not in this pocket. Not this one either.
Not in his wallet. There's only fives here.
It's not in any of his pockets. It isn't here.
Hey, Weaver, you said the dollar was worth killing for, didn't you?
Yeah.
I hope you're right. Gatling here's dead.
Now, we know you couldn't give us a description of the man who held you up in your bank.
Yes.
But you wanted to look at the body of this man we found murdered. So look.
Oh, sure, Inspector Faraday. I'm sorry I didn't get a good look at the holdup man, but his hat was pulled down over his eyes.
Yeah, I know. But take a look at this body.
Hmm.
All right, you heard a description of him over the radio. You thought you might know him.
That's right.
Well?
Yes. Yes, I know who it is.
Who?
It's the man who asked me to change a $5 bill for him just before the robbery.
Right in front of the guy who held you up, huh?
Well, and not exactly. He was in front of Miss Wesley, and Miss Wesley was in front of the man who held me up. I didn't get a good look at him.
Miss Wesley? Not Miss Mary Wesley?
Why, yes, Boston Blackie's girlfriend. You know her, don't you?
Yeah, and I know Blackie, too. And I might have known this would happen.
Why, what's happened?
What always happens as soon as I get a case without Blackie in it? I find Blackie right there, just the same.
Blackie, have I got something to tell you, and is this exciting?
Well, this apartment of mine can stand a little exciting, Mary. It's been a dull day.
Oh, not for me. You heard about the bank robbery a little while ago.
Yes, I heard about it on the radio, They didn't say how much was taken.
Oh, never mind that. I was there, Blackie.
Don't tell me you did it.
Oh, now, look. Well, will you believe I was right in front of the man who did?
How do you know?
Well, the time of the holdup, and he kept hurrying me. Blackie. I think that right after I left...
Wait a minute, will you, Mary?
Yeah, sure, yeah. Well, aren't you proud of me, Blackie?
I'll let you know as soon as I find out what this phone call is.
Hello, Blackie, this is Faraday.
It is? I bet you wouldn't bet it was, Inspector.
Whimsical. Blackie, what are you doing?
Nothing.
Stay that way. Is Miss Wesley there with you?
Well, now, Faraday, let's not get personal.
Put her on. Okay. I want some information.
I see.
And don't ask me what about, because I'm not going to tell you.
You don't have to. Because I'm going to tell you.
Oh, you think you know, do you?
Yes, Mary was in front of the man who held up a bank today, and he wanted to give you a description of it.
Oh, she's already talked to you about it, huh?
Yes, she's here right now. I'll put her on the phone if you
want. Never mind. Put her in your car. Bring her down to see me at the morgue.
Your new office? Well, that's very appropriate.
I'm not dead.
Well, I like the other side of the argument, but what is on your alleged mind?
There's been a murder. The bank teller tells me that the dead guy was in the bank in front of Miss Wesley just before it was robbed by the guy in back of Miss Wesley.
Faraday, your natural confusion is catching. It's getting me.
A man was in front of your girlfriend. He left. He's the guy who was found murdered.
Mm-hmm. I understand. The teller recognized his description and identified him for you.
It's
now you want Miss Wesley to help describe the man in back of her.
All right.
Okay, pal.
Don't pal me.
Only tell me, how much did the man who stuck up the bank get?
How much did he get?
Uh-huh.
He got just what he asked for, a single dollar bill. Fool around with that, genius.
Uh-oh. What's the 00 for, Weaver?
Story in the paper here, Bob, about the bank robbery.
About finding Gatling's body, too, huh?
Yeah, but that's not what worries me.
Huh?
Right in front of me, and behind Gatling was a girl named Wesley. Mary Wesley. She identified Gatling's body, same as the bank teller did.
Yeah?
As a hint here, she might be able to describe the guy in back of her, too.
Well, that's you, huh?
Yeah, that's me, all right. Teller didn't get a look at me. Not a good look, anyway, because I kept my hat pulled down over my eyes when I held him up.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's on the spot.
And that's you, huh?
Yeah, that's me.
Uh-huh.
So, somebody is going to have to do the same to Miss Wesley as we did to Gatling. And Bart?
Yeah?
That's you.
Okay. Yeah?
You Miss Mary Wesley?
Yes, I am.
I got to talk to you, ma'am. It's important.
Oh, go ahead.
And it's got to be in private.
Well, all right, come in.
Thanks. Hey, nice place you got here.
Oh, it's quiet.
Yeah.
Now, what do you want?
Are you alone?
Yeah.
That's all I want to know, Miss Wesley. I got to...
What'd you scream for,
Mary? Oh, Blackie, I didn't think you were going to hit him in time. I was getting a little excited.
I was set from the minute he came in the door.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was a good idea to hide when you had a caller.
Oh.
I figured that story in the papers would bring somebody to see you. Now, let's see who this guy is.
I'll call Inspector Faraday while you're looking through his wallet.
No, Mary, don't. Wait a minute. Here's his name in the wallet. It's Bart Everson.
Bart Everson.
And here's a single dollar bill folded up in his identification holder.
Well, so what?
So, it might be a special dollar. Remember, just $1 was stolen from the bank.
Oh, that's right.
I'm going to examine this dollar very carefully and return it to the wallet.
You are? Why?
So he still has it when he leaves here with us following him.
Well, what for?
What for?
Yeah.
Why, to see if we can make this dollar bill make sense.
Now, back to Boston Blackie. Joe Gatling offers to sell Bill Weaver a $1 bill for $50,000. Weaver tries to take it away by force. Fearing for his life, Gatling pretends to put the bill in the bank. Weaver robs the bank for the bill, finds that it is not there, then later kills Gatling. But still, the bill is missing. Boston Blackie's friend, Mary Wesley, was in the bank. So Weaver's trigger man, Bart Everson, tries to kill Mary. As we return to our story, Bart pays a visit to his girlfriend.
Oh, that door.
Hiya, Gertie.
Oh, it's you, is it, Bart? Where'd you get that black eye?
Weaver sent me to knock over a gal named Mary Wesley. See, and then some guy clipped me and knocked me cold.
What?
But I pulled a fast one on Weaver.
I don't care what you did.
Yeah, but this one was a slick one, Gertie.
Oh,
him and me was looking for a certain dollar bill, see, off a guy named Gatling. An important dollar bill.
A dollar bill?
Yeah, one that Mr. Weaver wants real bad. Bad enough to kill for it.
Well, what about the dollar bill?
Well, I figured it was something special, so when I found it on Gatling, I palmed it and I told Weaver it wasn't on the guy.
On the body, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, Gatling was dead by then, right?
Sure.
About that dollar bill, do you have it with you?
Yeah, I got it right here. I got it folded up in my wallet. See?
I'd Kind of like to have that dollar, but you wouldn't give it to your girlfriend, would you?
No, I guess it'll be worth more than a dollar, Gertie.
Well, would you sell it to me?
Sure.
How much?
Well, I went to a lot of trouble to get it, Gertie, would $2 be asking too much?
Well, Blackie, we followed that fellow Bart this far. Why don't we go upstairs where he went instead of waiting in the hall?
Because I prefer to wait here, Mary. I saw the bell Bart rang. It was under the name of Gertrude Lanning.
Yeah?
It could be she's Bart's girlfriend.
Oh.
And I don't want to nab Bart till he's taken me to his boss or partner, if any.
Well, he's up there with her. We can hear their voices. But, Blackie, what do you suppose this is all about? Certainly not just a dollar bill.
The bill means something, Mary.
Well, what do you
There were markings on the back of the bill in Bart's wallet, and I made a copy of them.
I know, I saw you, but they don't make any sense. And neither does the circle around the last two numerals in the serial number.
Well, I copied the serial number, too, just in case it will make sense someday.
Oh, I still think you should have kept the bill instead of putting it back in Bart's wallet.
Oh, no, Mary. I want him to think that we don't know about it. Look, would you do something for me?
Uh-huh.
Phone Faraday and tell him to join us down here as soon as he can.
Oh, he must be expecting trouble.
When our friend Bart comes down from the room upstairs, I'm hoping for trouble, Mary. But it's going to be all his.
Homicide, Faraday speaking.
Hello, Inspector. This is Mary Wesley.
Oh, hello, Miss Wesley. You talked to any more bank robbers lately?
Inspector, I'm calling for Blackie.
He's not here,
oh,
I'm happy to say.
I know that. He's in a hallway at 1080 Eastern Avenue. Do you get that? And he wants you down there right away.
Right away. Oh, he does he?
Yes, he does he?
Miss Wesley, you sound more like Blackie every day.
Oh, now, Inspector, how soon can you meet him?
I'm not sure, but you can tell Blackie something for me.
Inspector, please.
Relax. It isn't that at all.
Oh?
I want you to tell him what I found out about Joe Gatling, the man we found dead.
Yeah? What?
He was the son of the late Danny Gatling, big bank robber, who died last week. Get that?
Yeah, I got it.
About $150,000 in bank loot Gatling stole was never recovered.
Yeah?
It's still hidden, and not anywhere that Blackie is, I guarantee. What's down there, anyway?
A man with a marked dollar bill.
A marked...
And before Blackie gets through with him, he's going to be a marked man.
Now that I gave you that dollar that I swiped off Gatling, Gertie, you going to tell me about it?
No, I don't know
you
why.
You said that you knew whatever it was that makes Weaver want it so bad.
I'll let you in on a little secret, Bart.
Yeah?
Yeah. I know about another dollar bill that's just as important.
Yeah? Where do we get that one?
Weaver has it.
No kidding.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what?
Oh, come in.
Who could that be, huh?
You'll see.
Weaver.
Hello, Gertrude.
Hi, Mr. Weaver.
Oh, come on in, Bill.
Hey, it's Bill to you, huh? Since when?
Well, I figured that you palmed that dollar bill when we were searching Gatling's body, Bart.
What do you mean?
And I called your girlfriend here to tip me off if you showed up with it.
Oh, that's what you were doing in the other room a while ago, Gertrude.
Now, look here, Bart.
Claude and Weaver giving me the double cross. Why, I think
you're not going to do anything, Bart, but get a good lesson.
Now, please, Bill, don't kill him.
Oh, please.
Sure. Bill, please don't hurt him so much. He's just dumb, that's all.
Hey, cut it out. He's going to be dumber when I get through with
it. Oh, now, Bill. Go easy, will you?
Yeah. I think that'll teach him a little lesson. So when he wakes up, Gertie, you keep him here.
All right, if you want me to.
I'll be back to take him with me.
Okay.
I need him to get $150,000.
I called Faraday and I'm back, and if we wait in this hallway much longer, we'll be getting our mail here. Why don't we go upstairs?
Mary, a few minutes ago, another guy rang Gertrude Lanning's bell and went upstairs.
Who do you think he was?
I don't know. But I think we'd better wait for Faraday. Did he say he'd be here today or tomorrow?
He said he'd get here as soon as he could.
Oh, great.
Well, he'll
have... That means we may not see him for a week.
Oh.
Well, we'll see this thing through ourselves.
I wish I could see through the marking on that dollar bill in Bart's pocket.
Maybe we're silly, Blackie, and it has nothing to do with the case.
Mary, the dollar has everything to do with it. Yes. First is the reason the bank was robbed, then Joe Gatling was killed for it, then you were threatened.
Almost killed. Why, I could have been
killed. All right, Mary, I know. Uh-oh. Here comes somebody.
Who is it, Bart?
No, the man who went up to the girl's apartment a few minutes ago. Duck back.
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to quit this guy and ask questions later. Hey, you.
Oh, me?
Sure, why not?
Oh, boy, that was a good poke, too.
I doubt whether my friend appreciates it. Yeah, let's see who this guy's wallet says he is.
Oh, he's certainly not Bart Everson.
No, his wallet says he's Bill Weaver.
Weaver, that's it.
Now, let's see if he has the marked dollar we found on Bart.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm, he does.
Blackie, he has $2 bills.
Yeah, I just noticed that.
I wonder what that...
And Mary, mm-hmm. There are funny marks on the back of this other one, too.
Yeah.
And the last two figures and the serial numbers are circled.
Same as the other bill.
Yes, but the numbers are different. Mm-hmm. And the marks on the back are different, too. But look.
Yeah.
If I fold the two bills in half, place them together, the marks run together.
It looks like a map.
Yes, it does look like a map. And Mary, this bill I just found has a word on it. Two words. Brent Wood.
Oh, man's name.
Also a place, Brentwood.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right.
And look at this black dot here.
Mm-hmm.
When Faraday gets here, that's the place we're going to start.
To start what?
To start something that will not only finish Weaver and Bart, but this case.
Okay, Blackie, we're at Brentwood's. We found the starting place, according to the black dot on that bill you copied. So what?
So now we have to figure out where to go from here, Faraday.
Yeah, I know where I'm going to go. Right back to my office. If you'd had any sense, you wouldn't have made copies of those bills. You'd have brought them along.
Look, I copied everything that was necessary. And I wanted Weaver to have his bills.
Why?
You'll see why. Because we don't find anything out here.
You know we're not going to find anything. Look at this place. Trees, trees. Nothing but trees.
Coincidence, isn't it? Since we're in a forest.
Very jocular.
Yeah, I thought so.
What do we do now? Cut down every tree till we find what we're looking for?
No.
Or count them off?
Hey, wait a minute, Faraday. You might have something there.
Mm-hmm.
The serial numbers were circled. The last two on each bill.
So?
I wrote them down on this piece of paper here.
Games. Always games. Put out that flashlight and we'll get out of here.
Look, Faraday. 52 is circled on this bill. 28 on this one.
I'm all agog. 52 what and 28 what? What do those figures mean?
Inspector, I have to figure that out.
Five, 26, 27, and 28.
Yeah, sure, huh, Weaver?
Yeah, and you're lucky I didn't take care of you for crossing me. Or I'd be bringing you out here to bury you, not to make you rich.
Oh, I sure do thank you, Mr. Weaver.
Forget it.
What's all this about? This is dollar bill stuff and all that.
Well, Bart, Joe Gatling's old man and I were partners on the bank robberies.
Yeah? See?
An old man Gatling hid the dough and marked the spot on two $1 bills.
So?
He kept one, I kept the other.
And when he kicked off, his son got the dollar that he kept, huh?
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
And young Gatling knew what it was worth and tried to sell it to me. When I tried to take it away from him, he got sore and decided he'd never give it to me, huh?
Oh, that's why he went to the bank, huh?
Sure.
But Mr. Weaver, he didn't put the buck in the bank.
No, but he wanted me to think he did.
Oh.
See, that way, he figured I'd never get it. I'd never get it without holding up the bank. He didn't think I'd dare stick it up for $1, you understand?
Yeah. Too bad he was so tricky, he got himself killed for it.
Hey, you said it.
Well, Mr. Weaver, how do we know that we got the right three? From just them dollar bills and that 52, 28 stuff.
It's very simple, Bart. The serial number ending in 52 begins with the letter N for north. It means 52 steps north, and the other bill begins with an E.
E is for what?
For east, you dope.
Oh.
So after we took 52 steps north, we took 28 steps east, because the last two numbers on the bill beginning with E are 28. Now climb the tree.
Yeah.
The dough is somewhere up there in the branches.
And so are we. Weaver, let's drop down on him.
Hey, look out, Weaver. That's the bag up in the tree.
Watch out.
You take Weaver. I got Bonnie.
Let it go.
Well, he takes care of them. We'll let them see the money we found when they wake up in jail.
You're proud of yourself for figuring what that 52 and 28 meant, huh?
Sure. Now, do you see why I copied the bills and let them keep the originals?
Yes. Bring them out here so we could grab them.
Uh-huh. And I'll tell you something, Inspector.
What's that?
This isn't the first time I've ever solved a case by going out on a limb. ¶¶
Good morning, Miss Wesley.
Good morning.
Making another deposit again today?
No. No, not this time. Cash this for me, will you?
I certainly will.
Thank you.
Hello, Blackie.
Hello. And just because I'm right behind Miss Wesley, don't think I'm going to hold you up.
Now on, every time I see Miss Wesley at my window, I'll wonder who's behind her.
Well, the chances are it'll be me.
I hope so. Here you are, Miss Wesley. Uh-huh. $50, four tens, five, and 5 1.
Oh, thank you.
Goodbye, Miss Wesley.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Blackie.
Goodbye. Come on, Mary.
Okay.
Let's see how fast you can spend that 50.
Mm, it won't be
high. Now, look here. Now, don't bother to count it. There are 50 there. These
I know.
People know
I'm
how to count.
The
all right, go ahead and look at the ones. No. But what for?
Well, now, look at all the excitement just caused by a $1 bill.
But there was something unusual about that dollar bill, Mary. It was marked. And matched another dollar bill that was also marked.
Well, these are marked, too.
Uh-oh. Here we go again.
Yes, Blackie, here we go. To buy a new hat. Because that's what these bills are marked for.
All right. Stay back now. Stay back. It's not going to do the man any good if you crowd around him like that.
Give him some room. Give him some room.
Are you sure somebody here is sent for an ambulance?
Oh, yes, officer. I telephoned for one.
But you didn't see the accident, huh?
No. I guess no one did this time of night. I was just taking a walk down by the dock. Here comes the ambulance.
Good. Now get back, everybody.
All right.
Come on, get back and let the ambulance through. Now,
oh, yes,
get back. Right here. Right here, boys. Right over here.
Over here.
Hello, officer.
Hello, doctor. Right this way.
Want me to help you, doctor?
I'll let you know in a minute, driver.
Okay.
Open the back of the ambulance, someone.
I will, doctor.
Thanks. How is the officer?
Well, I don't know. He looks pretty bad to me. Hit by a car, it looks like. How does he look to you?
Oh, not too good.
Yes, that's what I thought.
I'll get the driver, and we'll get him on the stretcher and into the ambulance.
Okay, now get back, everybody. Please,
stay back. I'll be right back, officer.
Okay.
A driver.
Right you are, doctor.
I mean, Joe. Is Amanda still alive?
Yeah, Henry. But we're going to see to it, but he isn't very long.
Welcome back. Well, I'm not an expert, but it does seem to me like doing something like actually just taking $1 would cause too much attention. I mean, it seems like he'd be better off just to go ahead and rob the whole bank. But take a large amount of money and then it'd be less noticeable. But at any rate, we turn now to listener comments and feedback. Now we turn to listener comments and feedback. Regarding episode 2892, Charlie Kingston and the Vanishing Office Building, Bill says, "Hi, Adam, I always like the episodes with Charlie Kingston. They always seem to be a little more fun than the normal episodes." Ira writes, "He was a nut in the movies, very over the top. I like the radio version better." Wow, it's hard to think that in the movies Charlie Kingston was was more extreme. I do regret not being able to see all the Blackie movies because I don't have cable and I don't buy pirated copyrighted movies. And in addition to that, Sony, the owners of the Boston Blackie films, have only released them like two or three movies and then at overpriced rates. So I haven't gotten a chance to see them all. I definitely would like to someday. Then I have a comment from Wes, who writes, I thought you might like this. Watching a Western movie called Fury at Furnace Creek, I recognized an actor's very distinctive voice and had to look up his name. And yes, it was Glenn Langan. Now I'm waiting to see if his character calls some woman Glamour Puss. Well, I've not seen that one, Wes, but I don't think that that was a trademark phrase or anything from him. Thanks so much for sharing about that. And we also have a new iTunes Apple Podcast review, I should say. Mr. Zelig writes, have loved old-time radio forever. Rarely is the host a plus to the experience. Adam is the exception. Well, thank you so much, Mr. Zelig. Appreciate your kind comments. And that will actually be all. I do want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day, of course. And I want to go ahead and thank Helen. Helen has been one of our Patreon supporters since June of 2015. And she supports us at the Chief of Detective level of $30 or more per month. Thank you so much for your support, Helen. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Next Thursday, another episode of Boston Blackie. And in the meantime, send your comments to Box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives. And become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.